The United Nations Security Council called an emergency session today as Israeli forces continued to lay siege to the West Bank headquarters of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Israel began the siege last Thursday after two Palestinian suicide bombings that shattered a six-week lull in attacks against Israelis. The Security Council debate on the Middle East diverted attention from the issue of Iraq, which is the most pressing foreign policy concern for the United States. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The United States is trying to convince reluctant members of the Security Council to approve a tough new resolution on Iraq, demanding Baghdad's compliance with UN mandates and explaining the consequences of refusal. But the Council spent most of today on the crisis in the West Bank. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called suicide attacks morally repugnant. He also warned Israel that its latest actions have jeopardized vital steps toward reform within the Palestinian leadership.
A policy based on forcing the other side to capitulate is a bankrupt policy. It only encourages desperation, it weakens moderates, and strengthens extremists.
The United States also has condemned the latest Palestinian suicide attacks, but initial U.S. reaction to Israel's siege in the West Bank was fairly restrained. Administration officials are said to have spent much of the weekend, however, on the telephone, trying to defuse the crisis. Secretary of State Colin Powell, according to his spokesman Richard Boucher, spoke with Kofi Annan three times, the foreign ministers of Egypt, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, and Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Boucher says the Bush administration does not understand how Israel's recent actions further the goals set forth by the president in a June 24th speech, security for Israel and eventual statehood for the Palestinians.
We made clear in our conversations that recent Israeli actions in Ramallah have aggravated the situation, and they did not contribute to progress on Palestinian civil and security reform.
They also complicate U.S. efforts to gain support for possible military action against Iraq. Ariel Sharon is a big proponent of ousting Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein. But Fawaz Jirjiz, who holds the chair in Mideast Studies at Sarah Lawrence College, says the Israeli prime minister also has a domestic political problem. His use of military power has not stopped suicide bombings.
Palestinian militants still have the means and the will to unleash death and terror on the Israelis. And I think by lashing out against Arafat, Ariel Sharon is not just playing out a personal and historical feud with Arafat, but also trying to execute one of his few remaining options, the removal of Arafat from the Palestine scene.
Shibli Telhami agrees about Sharon's motivation, but Telhami, who holds the Anwar Sadat Chair for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, says Sharon is unlikely to push his latest campaign against Arafat to the point that it jeopardizes action against Iraq.
The overriding strategic calculation of Sharon at the moment is to have this war that he believes will, in fact, change the dynamics in the region favorably to Israel. And I think that the Arafat issue is a short-term issue. It is important for his immediate calculations domestically, but it really is not the overriding strategic concern.
But Israel's actions certainly have not smoothed the way for the United States within the Security Council. Russia's ambassador to the UN today denounced the Israeli siege and called for the enforcement of UN Security Council resolutions on Israel. That was to be expected. But Russia says a new Security Council resolution against Iraq is unnecessary, and Russia has veto power on the Security Council. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.